I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio 8, and we have another homegrown session for you. And this is kind of a fun one. We have Nate Case here, who you might have seen down at the Rex rocking out with his band Dirty Horse, but he's going to be a little quieter tonight when he plays with Lowland Lakers. They are at the Underground at 7 o'clock. And then we have Lee and Sonia, Lee Martin and Sonia Bjordahl of Feeding Leroy here. And where are you guys playing? And when are you guys playing? I don't have that at my fingertips.
We're playing at Pizza Luce at 9:30 on Saturday night.
All right. Yeah. So it is the Homegrown Music Festival, and you guys. Now, Nate, you used to live in Duluth, but you don't anymore, right?
That is correct. Yep.
How long have you been down in the cities?
3 years in March, so just over 3 years.
Wow. But we always are happy to see you come back for the Homegrown Music Festival, and you've kept those ties up here.
Yeah, I mean, I spend way too much time up here, according to my girlfriend, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
But not enough time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, especially on a beautiful day like today.
Yep.
And so you've played many a homegrown, and you have a new project called Lowland Lakers. And how new is that project?
Well, Haley and I have been playing together for probably 12 years
and
off. She was in my original, like, Duluth funky college jam band, Noble Haze. We kept in touch over the years. She moved back to Fargo back when I was living up here, and then out to Denver, and I was kind of just here for a while, and then down in Minneapolis, we reconnected. And started the band probably 2.5 years ago now. So,
okay, and tell me about what you guys do. You and it was the two of you, and then you added a bass player, right?
Yeah, our bass player Matt is also a guy who I met up here playing music. Super great bass player, really good singer. We have 3-part harmonies pretty much throughout every tune we play, and I don't know, it's just fun, low key folk. Kind of a breath of fresh air from the real loud barroom rock that I'm used to playing, and it's nice to have a little bit of column A and column B, you know,
mm-hmm.
tap into both those worlds. So,
do you still play a lot with Dirty Horse?
Yeah, as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
We average about a show a month, I would say. So,
any other projects that you're involved with, or is too plenty?
Well, I played last night with my friend Jordan Taylor. He's got a new project called Golden Valley. An old friend of mine who...
And he used to be in the two-beat band.
The two-beat band, yeah. So his new project is called Golden Valley, and we do, like, spaghetti western.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Super fun. And I kind of dabble with
Was that a homegrown thing? I missed it.
It was at Rich Narrows.
Oh, at 2104.
Yeah,
Got it, okay.
The soup party.
Yeah. So it's fun that not only the official homegrown events and performances, but then the kind of off-the-books ones are really fun as
yeah,
well, part of the festival.
That's become a staple, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear a song, and then we'll come back and maybe chat a little bit about your new album with Lowland Lakers. So what do you want to do here?
We're going to do one of Lee's songs.
Oh, you
wanna
okay.
Introduce it, Lee?
We're going to start with Lee.
Yeah, this song's one I wrote called My Jail. It was like this. We're going to be... Sony and I have been in... recording a little bit back in February with Dave Simonette, and this is one of the songs that we're getting ready for our album when we get all done mixing and all that stuff. So here it goes.
Set sail in a high praise. My friend back then left things unsaid. But don't worry, don't yell, don't ring no bell, no bell, no prize. Her song's blue sky. I set sail in a high rail. And I run from my jail.
That is one of Lee Martin's songs there, coming up on the next Feeding Leroy album. And we're going to have to come back to you, Nate, since we just did one of their songs. We changed the subject.
No worries.
So you guys have been working on an album. I had heard a rumor that you were at Sacred Heart. And so working with Dave there,
we've
Dave Simonette,
been,
you said?
Bouncing around a little bit with some different people. Did a little recording with Dave when he had some time, and also with Tom Fabjance up at Sacred Heart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of using the time that we have to see what we can get from both places and whatever, and make a full-length album out of it.
Did you have a lot of songs in the can, ready to be recorded, or working some up as you go? Or
There's tons of half-written songs that could probably turn into full songs.
Keeping up on that. And now, you still have that? There's like this regular jam that you go to, Lee, out in Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Do you work up new stuff there, or is that just for, you know?
Yeah, I kind of, well.
What is it called again? It's called?
The place is called Wasco's Campground.
And that's?
It's in between Solon Springs and Lake Nebagamon.
Okay.
Out on County Road P.
And how did you end up getting involved in going to the jams out there?
Oh, my good friend Wild Bill, who kind of got me into playing a little more like old country music. He plays old country songs like Willie and Waylon and all that kind of stuff. And he used to run it for a good long while, so I used to just go out there, and it's been years now that I just, every time I'm around, I make it out there, you know. It used to be that, and then now I just started jamming out there, running it, and it's a good old time.
It's a
hoot. We have a good time out there.
Lee gets to play the pedal steel a lot out there, which is cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
we got all the other guitar players and big jam, so Lee can sit on the steel, and that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and people often call you in to play that because it adds such a nice little flavor, and there's not a lot of pedal steel players out there.
Yeah.
Is it a hard instrument to master?
Yeah, I'm still, you know, still in the woodshed with it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. After how long?
Like 3 years. And
yeah.
I'm never going to get out of it.
It just adds something that nothing else can, you know?
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
So you do kind of work out some of your new stuff out there at Wasco's?
Yeah, I ended up learning. I know so many covers, and that's a lot of what I end up doing out there too, is just singing all the different old songs that I like to learn. I print them out and take care of it out there, yeah,
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Well, fun. So Sonia, you're going to do one of yours, I think, as well, one of your tunes that
yep.
I'm assuming is coming up on the album as well.
Yeah, I wrote a few new ones. I pulled an old one that was a long ago song that I'd kind of put down for a while and wrote a couple new ones. And this particular one I wrote, we were living in Lake Nebagamon last summer, and I spent a lot of time just sitting in the country, and I don't quite know where it came from, but it's been well received, so that's been nice.
Nice. And so you're talking about you guys have been recording an album, is there any kind of timeline for when we can expect to see the new stuff? Or?
You know, I don't. We're just kind of taking it
hopefully by the fall. It's all mm-hmm. tentative, but
yeah. mm-hmm. I'd like to come out with vinyl, but that costs some money. So.
Right.
But yeah, fall would be nice. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why the three of us have all gotten together too. Like, come fall, we all hope to get together and maybe tour behind these new albums that we've got. So that would be nice by maybe October.
That would be a nice combination, mm-hmm. Lowland Lakers and Feeding Leroy. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been out west lately? It's been kind of a recurring theme in your music.
We were just in Texas.
Okay, how was that?
We like to go. It's great. Mm-hmm. We go to the old Settlers nice Music Festival. Mm-hmm. We've gone about 4 years now, and it's like the best campground pick and jam circles. And they call us the Sodas. We kind of made a little splash down there in the campground, and this year we went down early and we got some gigs out in the hill country and then in Austin, which was super fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tell me about one of the hill country gigs.
It was actually a cool house show. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a pre-festival at this beautiful ranch in Blanco. And we got to open the day, so we played early, and then this cool clarinetist from New Orleans, like awesome New Orleans band. They were off the hook, and then this band called Brownout. They were like Latin jazz funk, like Grammy winning, and they do a Black Sabbath set, and they call it Brown Sabbath, and it's
pretty rad.
Really cool. So that was fun. Really fun day of music Brown and fun set. To be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, are the songs that on the forthcoming album, is there any of kind of that hint of the West in those
always?
Every time I hear new songs of yours that are on that theme, I just keep worrying they're gonna move away sometime,
and
not that we wouldn't be happy for you, but
it's always tempting.
It just sounds like you have such an affection for those places.
We love to travel, so that's mm-hmm. always fun. Get in the van and put the dog in there and head out,
but then you always have home to come back to.
That's
so
nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what tune did you want to do?
I'm going to do one I wrote called The Other Side.
These days come by while I'm still sitting here. Look out my beauty was
That is Feeding Leroy along with Nate Case and a new tune that Sonia wrote that just might end up on their next album.
Yep.
Well, looking forward to that. I hope we don't have to wait too long for that one. All right. Well, Nate, now we're back to you. And we don't have to wait for the Lowland Lakers album because you guys just put it out. It's called it's The fresh. Mississippi Is Between Us Now.
It's technically out today. This is the day.
This oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So so it's like your homegrown show tonight is going to be the release show.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is coming up tonight at 7 at the Underground. And so you kind of told us already about the background, and you guys had put an EP out before, and yep. Now you got a full length. Tell me about making the album. Where did you do it? Who did you work with?
So we did the record in Northfield with my friend Michael Morris. And he's got a pretty cool space down there. He does everything on a tape. And the mixing process, everything is all analog. And so that was kind of a trip. Like, you get so used to doing everything digital these days, and like you can go in and when you're mixing it, just like, I just want a little bit more vocals in this spot. But the process of analog mixing is completely backwards. So it's like, if you want a little bit more of something after you've already mixed it, you have to go and I don't know, it's like a little bit more, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a little bit more truthful to like how we actually sound and less us producing it over the top because we just didn't have the means and the time to do it.
Does that make you think ahead a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know you can't just tweak this or tweak that after and really kind of plan out what you're
going
to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to be a little bit more more present in the whole process of it all. So it was a cool experience. I don't know if I will do it again that way since there is technology to make things a little bit smoother and faster these days. But it was a great time. We started making the record last June. And so it's almost been a year, and it feels really, really good to be done with it.
So. And tell me about the songs. Do you guys each write? Do you,
yeah.
Any co-writing yep. going on?
Matt contributed a few. One of his we actually didn't include, so that'll be on the next record. So he wrote one on this record, and then Haley wrote a couple of them. We co-wrote one, and then I kind of filled in the rest. And we have one cover on there from a band called Megafon. So that was fun.
Okay. Well, let's hear a tune. Which one? What do you want to do?
Something sure. This one is called Wild Wind.
And we should mention that, you know, we were hoping to have the whole band in here, but you guys are in the Twin Cities, and it was hard for people to make it up here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, unfortunately, we still have jobs.
I understand how that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So we're happy that you could make it, Nate.
Yeah, I'm super glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Yeah, this one's called Wild Wind.
That is Nate Case of the Lowland Lakers here on Live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, guys. So happy you could come in.
Thank you, Christine.
And again, that Lowland Lakers CD, the Mississippi is Between Us Now, is coming out today. So I'm assuming you're going to have them at your show, which will be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Underground, and then Feeding Leroy playing tomorrow night. And remind me, you're at Pizza Luce at 9:30.
Yep.
So if you want to hear more from these guys, that's the place. Those are the places to do it this weekend. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
And somebody get a picture of Lee with those giant foam. He just picked up a couple pieces of foam from his guitar case and looks like Dumbo here. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean. That's me. And I had help from Quentin Stille and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD.